Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's Olive Tree Ministry. Nope, sorry. The Present Truth. I'm adjusting things on the board here and have to pay attention. Today, I've got some bad news for you. Anywhere you look, any place you tune into, you're not getting any good news. And I am going to discuss a little bit about what's happening in Israel with the hatred of Benjamin Netanyahu by this administration, and also some of the violence in Haiti. Talk about a hellhole, and you have to present it that way because it's exactly what it is. But it's no different than this hellhole here in the United States of America. We are becoming do the people that are insane know they're insane? Do the people in a mental institution that are psychotic, do they know they're psychotic? Do they know they're insane? Do the people of this country recognize insanity in Washington, D.C.? The policies of this present, not President Joe Biden. He is not the president. And people finally are realizing that he is not the legal president of the United States of America, nor is Kamala Harris the legal vice president of this country. Some people use a term that they are the leaders of a corporation, CEOs of a corporation, which is the truth. Jill Biden is not the first lady of this country. Israel is in a war with Goliath. And Goliath isn't Hamas. Goliath is the United States of America. This little nation of Israel, David, let's call it David, is having to challenge Goliath, or Goliath is challenging Israel. Israel is fighting for its existence. America is also fighting for its existence. The United States of America is a nation now that is soon to be thrown on the landfill of history. And the people of this country, the people of the world, the leaders of the world, realize that America's end is coming. And we are in the throes of a death spiral as a nation. Well, we are going to take down the nations with us. If we are going to end our place in history, well, then we're going to destroy as many nations and cultures and peoples that we can. We want to take as many people with us. This is out of RT News. The Netanyahu government is in jeopardy. And why? Because of empire. Because of the EU, because of Britain, because of the Arab nations. The terrorist groups, all of them, Hamas, Hezbollah, Daesh, the Houthis in Yemen that are giving the nations of the world, they are strangling the economies of the world by cutting the shipping lane in the Red Sea, the Suez Canal. You have the other terrorist groups. World of canines, you have hundreds of different breeds of dogs. Well, in the world of terrorism, you have many breeds of terrorism. And the United States, we need terrorists. We use the terrorists in these other nations. We use them for our strategies to overthrow governments. We use the terrorist organizations. So we do not want these organizations to disappear. America needs them. We need conflict in nations. We need conflict in Kosovo. We need the terrorists presently to infiltrate Russia. The Russians are fighting a certain group of terrorists in Russia. Islamic terrorists. And the United States does not want Hamas to go away. Believe what you may or believe what you want. Hamas is a tool that the United States has used and the United States funds. We support Israel. We fund Israel. And in the back channels, we make sure and we help Hamas to thrive, to get arms, intelligence, intel. So the United States in this war in Gaza that Israel is fighting for its existence, the United States is funding both sides. So I'll get to this article, RT News, in just a second. The Netanyahu government is in jeopardy. Compliments of America's CIA. I'll be right back, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Sebastian Gorka. If you're not listening to Swamp Fight, you're simply not listening. Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
There aren't any more feeling human beings in this administration, I don't believe. So Netanyahu is fighting for his political career. But not only is he fighting for his political career to a lesser extent, he's fighting for the nation of Israel. This prime minister, this king of Israel, is fighting for the nation of Israel and its existence, the Jewish people in Israel, in the Middle East, in Europe, and in America, and internationally. The hatred of Benjamin Netanyahu by this administration is open. It's out because he is interfering with the globalist plan for a new world order, and that plan involves the Middle East. To control Israel, America wants Israel to allow a Palestinian state to come into existence, and the Palestinians slash, no, not Palestinian, but Arabs would have a homeland in the nation of Israel, and Israel would, from here to eternity, into eternity, never be free of terrorism. You know, the terrorism is in the heart of man. Every man, every human being has a spirit of terrorism, has a evil in his heart. Everybody has a, you know, Christ said that thou shalt not kill. In the Ten Commandments, Moses said, thou shalt not kill. Well, we have murder in our hearts. Every human being has murder in their heart. Now, if you're put in a situation where you can carry out murder, then you will carry out acts of violence. You will kill people. Well, you have this spirit in Gaza with the Hamas, with these terrorists, extreme terrorists. There is a quarter of the Islamic world that are good, basically good people. But the other three quarters of the Islamic world, they are, according to their own people that know and study and have been Islam, they know that 75% of the people in Islam are violent, can be violent, including women, including children. On Monday, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence noted that a different, more moderate government could take over the reins in the near future in Israel. The U.S. intelligence agency concluded that Netanyahu's viability as leader, as well as his governing coalition of far-right and ultra-Orthodox parties that pursued hardline policies on Palestine and security issues, may be in jeopardy. No, they're not in jeopardy. America would want this change in Israel from Netanyahu and his party. Eventually, it will happen, but it won't happen now. It won't happen until Benjamin Netanyahu has defeated the terrorists in the region. According to the document, distrust of Netanyahu's ability to rule has deepened and broadened across the public, something that could potentially lead to large protests demanding the resignation and new elections. Well, this is CIA intel propaganda. It's not true. Now let's come in this country. Let's look at Chuck Schumer. This is out of Breitbart News yesterday. No, today. Election interference. Chuck Schumer demands new vote in Israel to oust Netanyahu. And why? Because Schumer is a globalist. Schumer is elbow-bumping buddies with Klaus Schwab, with John Kerry, the jolly green giant, with Bill Gates of Hell. He's the best friends with Barry Satoro. He's a New Ager. He's a globalist. He's a New World Order, Illuminati, probably secret society member. I'm not sure which secret society. But here's what he says. He issued an extraordinary demand Thursday for Israel to hold new elections aimed at ousting President or Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who the Biden administration and Democrats dislike. Well, sure, they dislike him because he has to work with the New World Order group, with the powers of the West, with empire, but he's not a globalist like they are. So he dislikes they dislike Benjamin Netanyahu and his administration. Well, how many people in the world dislike the Biden administration? How many people dislike Chuck Schumer, the Biden administration? Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S., and there's no proof that he's actually Jewish. He may be one of these individuals that calls himself a Jew, but is of the synagogue of Satan. There's no guarantee, unless he takes a DNA test and proves to the world that he actually has Jewish blood. He can be like George Soros. He can be like the Rockefellers, who claim to be Jews. Many of the bankers, Greenspan, these type of people, they claim to be Jews, but they're not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. So, the highest ranking Jewish official, I'm not buying it. I don't know. I haven't seen his medical report and his DNA. Let's see where he is from truly. So he says that he said on the Senate floor, he said that the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the need of Israel after October 7th. And what about Chuck Schumer? Does he fit the need for the American people in this country? Does he fit the needs for the has he ever been a positive influence for the people of the United States of America? I know for the Democrat Party, for the globalists, for the secret occult societies, yes, he fit their need, but does he fit the need for the American people? Going on to the article, he says, the world has changed radically since October 7th. And he's right. I agree. Because in the Bible, October 7th, 2023, was the beginning of the first day of a great prophecy in Psalm chapter 83. The beginning of a regional war that Israel would fight. A regional war that Israel would engage in and be successful. Israel will take out terrorists from Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, the Houthis. Anybody that attacks Israel in the region are going to die. They're going to be eliminated. They're going to not exist. And Israel, in just the last month, the list of the high-ranking commanders in Hamas and Hezbollah is unbelievable. Unbelievable. David is punishing her enemies, the nation of Israel. And the king of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has no intention of agreeing to American pressure or pressure from the EU, the UN, the United Nations Security Council, the Arab nations, the Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, any of them. He's not going to cavitate to their pressure. He's going to continue this conflict till he wins. Just like he said, he is going to win this conflict in Gaza. And it's a shame that American Christians, born again people in this country, do not even realize that this Gaza war is in the Bible. And they are supporting, they're so deceived. Christ said that one of the great things that would happen before his return is deception. And the Christians are so deceived, many of them, they support Hamas, the terrorists that are in a campaign, the campaign of jihad, international jihad, began on the 7th of October. China and Russia are waging war with the United States, and the United States needs the terrorist groups to wage war against China and Russia. But Islam has declared jihad on the world. And already in the holy month of Ramadan, already jihad has begun. Already there are attacks in Israel. It's going to continue. It's going to worsen. We're just at the beginning of the month. We haven't even been a week into Ramadan. But Chuck Schumer, he doesn't fit the needs of America. He said that since the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past, Schumer said, in what was billed as a major address by the Democrat leader from New York. Okay, we'll see. He said that this vision of Israel is a vision that is stuck in the past. No, it is not a vision stuck in the past. The vision is a new vision that Israel has. The new vision is rid the region of the terrorists. That's the new vision. That's a real vision. Chuck Schumer, his vision is a vision that is in the past. His vision is a new world order, a Klaus Schwab world. That is the old vision. That vision is now so old, Schumer doesn't realize, well, maybe he does, Schumer doesn't realize that Schumer does realize that Russia and China have changed the direction of the New World Order. It's a New World Order, which is going to be like a half an order of French fries at dinner, because they're never going to realize the full meal.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Well, this is what Chuck Schumer would like to hear. And Chuck is not Chuck is living in a la-la land. Now, he says that Netanyahu has lost his way. Well, I would say to Chuck Schumer, who has really lost his way? I'll tell you, it's not Netanyahu. Netanyahu has a vision, and it's a realistic vision. Netanyahu has made it clear that Hamas must totally be conquered. If not, then what happens is they rebuild in the future, and Israel is back in conflict once again. But Chuck Schumer, he needs Hamas. I'm telling you, Chuck Schumer, he needs Hamas. His hatred of Israel, he's supposedly Jewish. Why does he hate Israel? Because Chuck Schumer is sold out, sold his soul to the powers that be in the United States of America. He has sold his soul to a vision of world rule, world hegemony, American world hegemony. Not only American world hegemony, but to turn America over to a system of madness that he knows what's coming to this country. He knows what's coming once the Democrats rule this nation. Chuck Schumer knows what is coming to this country. This man is, he's not ignorant. He's a very intelligent man, very deceived, but he knows that eventually the New World Order that he has sworn allegiance to, he believes will exist. Well, the New World Order is only going to be a half of a world order. It'll be a new half a world order. Because Russia and China together have brought into existence an international world order. And the international world order is gaining momentum day by day. And Putin, while he's in the conflict in Ukraine, is continuing to have dialogue with other countries in the BRICS network of nations. And their objective, their plan for de-dollarizing their nations, excluding U.S. dollars from trade and from the means of exchange, monetary exchange in their nations, it is working. It is working. American dollar is losing its power. And Chuck Schumer knows that he's going to be unemployed. He's not going to have a future. Well, he doesn't have a future anyhow. And he is employed. He's not just employed by the New World Order, by the government, not taking a paycheck from them only. He's employed by his main employer is the employer of all the one who employs the creature that employs all these people in secret societies is the devil. And Satan has a right to a workforce, to a labor force. And I believe that Chuck Schumer is part of that labor force. And that labor force is in place to take over the United States of America, to keep Donald Trump from re-election, which I've already discussed this. Donald Trump will never resume a position of power in the White House. He won't. Nor will Chuck Schumer remove Netanyahu from his position as prime minister until Netanyahu has gained all these victories for the nation of Israel against all the terrorists in the surrounding region. So then the article goes on. He says that by allowing his political survival to take precedence over the best interests of Israel, Schumer said that Netanyahu has aligned himself with far-right extremists like Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who he said are pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Historic lows? Well, I'll tell you who has pushed the world to historic lows. It's Joe Biden, the Biden administration, the Democrats in Washington, D.C. We talk about Haiti being a hellhole. Well, I'll tell you, there are seven hills of hell in Washington, D.C. Seven hills whose roots go deep into Gehenna. And the world and the American people realize there is something drastically wrong with the people making decisions in Washington, D.C. Look at what's happening now. Ron DeSantis is calling out agencies to fight the boats coming over and the people that are bailing on Haiti. These people are... these people, you'll never control these people, these Haitians that get here, and then the people coming up to the southern border. You don't hear much about the people that are being flown in from some of these other countries. They're planning on bringing, I forget how many Hamas Gazans, the Gazans that will be brought in from the Gaza Strip to the United States. Well, do you think they're going to be women and children? Or do you think they're going to be young men of fighting age? And then with the young Chinese soldiers coming into this country at the southern border? So, this is what's happening. This administration, honestly, has pushed this country to historic lows. Yep, we'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Finish the article, hopefully, depending. I only have minutes, precious minutes. Okay, the Democrats have resented Netanyahu ever since he publicly opposed Barack Obama's nuclear deal with Iran, and which gave billions of dollars to the Iranian regime for its terror activities and would have allowed Iran to emerge as a nuclear power after roughly a decade, even if it complied fully with the terms of the deal. So this is America's relationship with terrorists. We need terrorists, the United States, to help overthrow areas of the Middle East. We need terrorists. Also, Netanyahu opposed President Joe Biden, and he's not president. Joe Biden is an imposter, but Donald Trump legally won the 2020 election, but he was not allowed. The continuity of government, deep state, shadow government, did not allow him to take office. The proof is coming out daily. So he opposed Joe Biden's proposal to establish a Palestinian state as the outcome of the current war, which was started by Hamas terrorists. There is no way that Israel is going to ever, I have stated this for years and years on this program and before this program on the open forum, there will never be a Palestinian state. There are no Palestinians, number one, they're Arabs. They're Arabs from all of the Arab nations, from Egypt, Saudi Arabia. These people in the Gaza Strip, these Arab families, the Arab nations do not want them. This is one thing the world does not understand. Egypt doesn't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. Lebanon, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Oman, they don't want these people. These people are a society of people that are violent. And this violence was put into them when they were children. You don't think this can happen? What happened during the Obama presidency? Look what happened to millions of young people in public schools in the United States of America. They were radicalized. Millions of these children are part of a hidden military operation. Let's say, for example, These young people in elementary school were fed for those 8 years that Barack Obama was the best thing that ever happened to this country. Well, let's say that Obama would come back to power in this country, just hypothetically. Let's just think, well, okay, the Constitution would be destroyed. There'd be martial law. Joe Biden would get the flu, some kind of vaccination flu. Let's say that, who knows what would happen. And let's say that for some reason Obama would take power again in this country. He has a army already in place that would follow him. This is pretty frightening. Well, this is what's happened with these people in the Arab people in the Gaza Strip. The Arab nations do not want these people. They don't want these young kids, because these young kids have been groomed in the world of hate. This is just the way it is. People won't discuss this because they don't want to believe it. But this is the reality of what has happened in the Middle East. This government, this administration, they understand these people in the Gaza Strip. There is these children between 7 and 15 that are going to be moved relocated. That's an army. It is an army. These kids are ready. These kids are already trained. They are psychologically ready to do whatever they're told. And guess what? In about 7, 8, 9 years, they'll be ready for the coming war of Armageddon. This isn't happening just in the Gaza Strip. This is happening throughout the whole Islamic world. This is what's happening in the United States of America. It is already happening in China. These young people in China, they have no future. The young men, there's no future for them. China has been, they have been sending, military special forces into Vietnam to abduct young women, to steal them. They're women stealers. They go in and they hijack. This is human trafficking. The young women out of areas of the middle of Vietnam, Cambodia, and they take them back to China because they have no women for the young men. It's just a reality. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment. And give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to get through this article, and another reason that there's so much negativity toward Israel is Netanyahu has always also pushed back against Joe Biden's warnings not to attack Hamas in the town of Rafah. He can protest all he wants. Biden can protest. Doesn't matter. Netanyahu knows These existing battalions are hiding in Rafah. They have to be eliminated. He cannot allow them to continue to occupy or exist. So he's not going to stop. I'm just saying right now, you know, I know what the Bible says about certain matters. I may not like what the Bible says, but the thing is this. I know there's an Armageddon coming, and he can't stop it. I know that for the Christian people, there is a tribulation that is coming. We're not going to stop it. That tribulation, all the signs that are happening presently are telling the Christian people in America and the world that 7 years of tribulation are about to begin. We can't stop it. We have to accept it. We have to pray and ask God to strengthen us in our mind, emotion, and our will, because it is coming. There, the Bible says there's going to be punishment to the God-haters in political positions in America that will not acknowledge God from their positions of power, but rather they would join secret societies and swear allegiance to Lucifer, to Satan. There's going to be punishment for them. We can't stop it. The people, this administration, the hatred of this administration and the Obama administration toward Israel is evident. It's not hidden. It's in the open if people want to see it. You have a little nation fighting for its existence, and you have the whole world at war with them. Well, the Bible says it would happen. It is happening. It is one of the signs of the decade that will take place before Christ returns. It's happening. Presently, Russia is beginning to become, her anti-Semitism is being displayed. I hate to say that Vladimir Putin is anti-Semitic, but he is going to bring his armies, his military with other nations to the Middle East, maybe not because of anti-Semitism, but he wants to occupy Jerusalem because the United States is presently in the process of making plans to occupy Israel. I'll visit with you tomorrow, see what happens tonight. Have a good evening. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.